This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I love salt. It's a great seasoner. I don't love it in my lawn, and neither do many plants. With snowfall comes salt fall. While making our roads safer, our plants suffer. Road salt can damage plants by interfering with their water uptake through their root system. It will look like root damage or drought and include stunted growth, scorching on leaves, and maybe the formation of witch's brooms on shrubs on the salt side of the plant. We've talked before about salt-tolerant plants, but today I'm going to focus on native salt tolerance. I would caution you, as you consider landscaping around your perimeter, to take into account not all plow truck drivers stick to the road. I've had them scrape my lawn, too. Always take into account the mature size of your plants and place them accordingly, especially if you have on-street parking. You don't want your plants trampled on or for them to create any safety issues. Some native perennials to consider include butterfly weed that has the bonus of being a host for the monarch butterfly, barren strawberry, wild bergamot, and yarrows. I'll have pictures and more information about these plants on my website, gardenbite.com. Lawn grasses do not like to be seasoned unless they're the crabgrass weed. Ornamental native grasses that tolerate salt include big bluestem, little bluestem, and switchgrass. I'm a big fan of grasses and would really consider a mix of these and black-eyed Susan, which is also salt-tolerant. You could really make a lovely landscape. Additionally, summer sweet, which has a wonderful fragrance, is a native salt-tolerant shrub. Others include serviceberry, winterberry, and hackberry. I'll have a more thorough list on my website. Let me know what you think of the new mobile-friendly site. We've been doing some tweaking, and I'm always open to suggestions. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.